hope you're enjoying this. So many people don't realize just how sensitive their ears are. These things require a lot of care and attention, you know. Just lean into me and relax. I promise to take good care of you. You're in good hands. Thank you. That is such a sweet thing to say. You have so many heavy thoughts weighing down that mind of yours. So much stress and negative energy. These last few days have been rough, haven't they? Don't worry, darling. I'm here to take all that tension away. Can you feel your stressful thoughts slowly draining away, one by one? As I massage your ears. With each passing moment, one of them slips through the cracks of your mind, and I pluck it out of your ear and watch it dissipate into the air. No more anxiety. No more stress. No more negative thoughts. Just my fingers play with your ears. What's that, darling? Your shoulders feel a little stiff. But I just massaged them a while ago. I'm pretty sure I did a thorough job. You want me to do it again? But of course, you are a special guest here. And as you're made for the session, I must tend to your every single need. Such is a maid's duty, after all. Does that feel good? When I gently work my fingers between your shoulders? Massaging the back of your neck. I know, right? A kitsune's touch has healing properties. I can work the tension out of these knots because I know exactly where to press and how much pressure to apply. I can see which areas of your neck, shoulders, and back are stiff. And in need of attention. There are no stiff spots left. But if you want me to play along, then I'm quite happy to run my fingers all over your skin. But that's not going to be enough, of course. I need to really work my fingers into these underlying muscles. Knead them. Press into them. Work them slowly. Deliberately. Over and over again. Until you're a cute little puddle of bliss. I have to admit, I don't usually do this sort of thing for a client. I retired from the more, active side of things a while ago. These days, I just run the place, and my girls make sure our dear guests feel happy and loved. Happy and satisfied. That's what I meant. I'm glad you approve. When did I get the idea for the cafe? Not long after I first moved to the city. Kitsunes are rare in general, but over here, especially so. Most people in the city have never met one. I figured I should do my part in promoting cultural exchange. And I smelled a good business opportunity, yes. Kitsunes have a great sense of smell. But mixing business and pleasure isn't as bad as you humans seem to think. The Fox girls in this cafe love meeting new people, serving them food and drinks, chatting with them, accidentally brushing their tails against a human they like. Smiling and batting their eyelashes and twitching their ears whenever you say something amusing, which is all too often. And flirting just a teensy, tiny bit. Showering you with attention and affection and claiming you. Oh, I meant claiming you as a repeat customer. We do want our guests to return after all, especially the ones we like. Plus, it's good for business. How do you like the tea? Oh, otherworldly, huh? You're not wrong. The place where Kitsunes come from may as well be an entirely different world. Yes, our original home is quite far to the east. In fact, on a lonely hill overlooking the seacoast, I had a shrine of my own. The locals worshipped me as a minor goddess of sorts. But that was many, many years ago. I don't even know if my shrine still exists. Your shoulders and neck are okay now. Yes. Better than okay. I'll take it. Thank you. I hope you don't mind if I sit across from you. This isn't too close, right? I just think this proximity is more conducive to an intimate conversation. What's the matter? You seem a little breathless. My tails? Yes, they're draped all around you. They do that sometimes. Thank you. On occasion, I'm amazed by how soft and fluffy they are, too. But I do need to take proper care of these. If only I had a lover of my own to brush my tails for me. What makes you say that, darling? Oh, stop it. You're going to make me blush. Just because I'm beautiful doesn't mean I've had somebody to call my own. I've been very lonely for a very long time. I get the feeling, so have you. Back in the old country, I was seen as a harbinger of good fortune. I was expected to ensure plentiful rain, good yield of crops every year, and to keep plagues and famine at bay. And I kind of did. See these green flames dancing over the palm of my hand? Pretty, aren't they? Mm-hmm. I do have magic of my own. Quite potent, too. Because I'm a nine-tailed fox. I could, for example, put you under my thrall if you stared at these flames long enough. I could bind you to me and thrall you to be my adorable little servant forever. But I won't, of course. That wouldn't be quite right, as tempting as it may be. My ears seem to be twitching. Ah, yeah, that happens when I'm thinking a little deeply. They also twitch when I'm not thinking at all. They basically twitch often. Pay it no mind. Where was I? Ah, yes. So there I was. A fox. A woman. A local goddess. Trying to make the people happy. They'd climb up the hill to visit my shrine and leave me coins. I never really understood it. Kitsunes have no special attraction to shiny things. I'd much rather they left me a cute human I could toy with. Somebody who would keep me company and hold me when it gets cold. The nights were so cold. Hey, what are you doing? Why are you touching my ears? That feels... Oh, no, this isn't fair. My ears are sensitive. I was telling you my sad backstory and you... Human, what are you trying to do to me? Very close. I could just reach out and... What are you? Does this mean you feel a connection too? Darling. I didn't think you'd like me back so soon. Are you really sure about this? I'm sorry, my darling. I want to hope. I want to dream, but I'm also worried. What if you're just infatuated with me because of how I look? What if you're not entirely sure of what you're getting into? You pulled at my heartstrings the moment I saw you walking into my cafe. It hurt to look at you, but I didn't want that pain, that longing to go away. I needed to get close to you, to talk to you, to touch you, kiss you, wrap you up in my tails, and nestle against you, to be yours, and to make you mine. I'd always heard the other girls talk about falling in love at first sight, but I thought they were exaggerating, brainstorming ideas for an online fanfiction, maybe. Those newer fox girls, they do strange things. But they were right. I just didn't believe they were until I met you. I love you. I really do. Please believe me. I want to take you home and keep you. I just thought I'd have to use ropes because, you know, we've only just met and... What? You love me? I can't believe it took you so long to admit it. Oh, darling, don't even try. You'd be surprised how good my tails are at restraining you. Poor thing. Oh, you're so cute. What's the matter? Fox got your tongue. Is it hard to concentrate as I slip more of my soft, fluffy, silky tail? Under your clothes. You wouldn't be the first to fall under a kitsune's spell. No need to feel bad, my dear. My kind is just really good at seducing cute, silly, helpless little humans like you. Now, whatever am I going to do with you? No one's going to be interrupting us in this private, secluded booth at the back of the cafe. I could do pretty much anything. Was that a whimper? Does it make you feel things when I whisper in your ears? Leave soft little kisses all over them. Along your ears. And then nibble at them. Like this. Such an amusing little plaything. Your fate was sealed the moment I laid my eyes on you. Had this been a few centuries earlier, I'd have whisked you away to my shrine and never let you leave my side. Every time you took a walk in the woods, or gazed at the sea, or wandered into town, my tails would be draped all over you, our arms intertwined. And my ears twitching in indignation whenever you paid attention to something other than me. But in the present, well, I guess I'll just have to get all your belongings shipped to my place. You're moving in with me after this. And I know you really don't mind. You've been leaning into my touch this entire time. Making such cute little whimpers for me. You want to give in to my fluffy tails. To my eyes. To my voice. You want to be mine. Because you know I care about you. That I'll keep you safe. Give you all my love and attention. I meant every word I said earlier. I do love you, and that is why I must have you. There is something I forgot to mention earlier. We kitsunes like to feed on a human's spiritual essence. That's why you're feeling a little bit sleepy. Now, don't get alarmed, because your essence gets replenished over time. There's nothing to worry about. Also, we usually feed on a human's essence through intimacy. If you think about it, darling, my tails are draining away all the stress and tension from your body and mind in a very real way. You're starting to get more relaxed, more sleepy, the longer I hold you like this. It's like being wrapped in a big, warm, fluffy blanket. Very fluffy. And falling into a sweet slumber. When you wake up, you'll be feeling more refreshed than ever. And you'll probably be tied up to my bed. But that's okay, right? Darling, I'll take that as a yes. Thank you so much for trusting me, my love. I'll never betray your trust. And I'll never let you be sad or lonely again. I promise. You know, I originally did mean for this to be a simple Fox Girl maid cafe. But so many of my girls have fallen in love here. And they all end up quitting. And then I have to hire more kitsunes. And I'm basically just running a matchmaking service at this point. But I never thought it would happen to me. Darling. Yeah, so I'm sleepy too. I'll just sleep on top of you for a while. You make for a very warm and comfortable bed. You made me wait so long to find you. Now, you have to make it up to me, okay? I finally did find you, my love. Sweet dreams.